Amanda Thompson was 15 years old on December 28, 2016, when she got her tonsils out. At 4 a.m. on December 30th, she was no longer breathing.
My parents woke up and saw that I was blue, and I just, you know, I was gone.
Her mother, Janet Thompson, was right next to her.
I believe I was supposed to wake up for a reason, and I saw Amanda was blue, and she wasn't breathing. And I was devastated because I knew she was gone.
The Thompson started CPR. Paramedics came, and it took several doses of Narcan to bring her back.
Just kept working and working and working to get her. And she actually died twice.
She had taken the prescription pills her doctor prescribed, but he had her do one more thing. Dr. Michael Catton sent Amanda home with a pulse oximeter to measure the oxygen in her blood. That's because of something that had happened to a previous patient named Parker Stewart. He was 21 years old and he died right after a tonsillectomy.
The safety net that we'd put in place because of Parker saved Amanda's life.
The opiates had caused what's called respiratory depression.
When we got to the hospital after everything had happened, when they rushed me there, they said that I had pneumonia, which is like aspirated pneumonia, which is the same thing that the medical examiner had concluded about Parker Stewart.
Her lungs were trying to get air but could not. Dr. Catton says the system failed. He had no idea this could happen.
We have killed innocent people by sending them home with very powerful and very dangerous drugs without adequate monitoring.
Now there's Parker's bill, and Amanda was there when the governor signed it. It calls for studying this link between pain pills and respiratory depression. It also urges doctors to send patients home with oximeters, cheap fingertip ones, or new technology that alerts you through a phone app. But for the Thompsons, they're done.
When we had our tonsils out, they didn't use opiates and stuff like that to control the pain.
I just hope to warn people, I guess, because it's a hard thing to go through, and I just don't want others to have to go through what I've gone through.
Amanda now plans to be a doctor. She's been working with Dr. Catton.
Her story has been instrumental because she can speak to it. Parker's not alive to tell everyone what happened.
We're so grateful that we've still got her because she's our baby, and things would not be the same without her.
Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.